You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear something now. I just preached the other day at Island Community Church, actually just on Sunday here on the 14th, and that is The Narrow Gate. We're getting into some great scriptures. Actually, all scriptures great because it's living and active. The Word of God is alive. It's quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We're in Matthew chapter 7 here this week. We're going to look at enter in through the narrow gate. The King James has the straight gate. And then we're going to look at what the majority text has for the next verse. Starts with the word, oh. Oh, how narrow is the way. How narrow is the gate. And confined is the way that leads to life. That word, oh, there changes everything, in my opinion. That's where we're at here today. Enjoy part one of this message now, The Narrow Gate.
Glory, just like God rehearsed. Stood there on those trembling knees, waited for the worst. He said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's love without end, amen. Well, I became a father in the spring of 81. There was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. When I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. And I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. Suddenly I realized it must be some mistake. They know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. Then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's love without end, amen. It's love without end, amen.
We're picking it up here today where we left off, and that is in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. My gavel's been replaced by Junior. Heads will roll, Mike. Heads will roll. All I got to say. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, out of the New King James. It says, enter by the narrow gate. This is on the handout if you don't have a Bible. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way which leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Certainly, we can't look at more than this today. This is our topic for today. I'd rather cut 10 minutes short and cover one topic than go 20 minutes long and cover five topics. Let's look at this. The narrow gate. I love the way that my translation reads here. No offense. But you can see it in the margin. If you have a New King James Bible, you'll see it in the margin here. This is how this reads in the majority of Greek manuscripts. And it reads like this. It says, oh, look, it starts with the word oh. It's an evocative tense in Greek, meaning they're calling attention to something. He says, oh, now Jesus says, oh, how narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And then the scariest or most intimidating part of all is the exclamation point. That's not the end of that verse. Again, it's like he's calling attention to the gate. That is, how you have to walk such a straight line, and how you have to walk in the light and not be deceived by other doors that you run into in your life. Gates, doors. You've got to walk a straight line. Oh, how narrow is the gate. Psalm 119 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light under my eyes. Or a light to my path, excuse me. Psalm 119, verse 105. Oh, how narrow is the gate. If this reading is correct, he's either being very dramatic or maybe he's crying or crying out. Read those times when you see that. We were talking about it in my office. When you see the word, oh, in the Bible. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I've longed to gather you together as a hen gathers chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Anytime you see that, it's a dramatic sentence that he's making. Oh, how narrow is the gate. You've got no idea how narrow is the gate. What gate? He tells you right here. No need to speculate. The gate which leads to eternal life. In another place, in the Gospel of John, Jesus will show you just how narrow that gate is. John chapter 10, verse 9, he says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. You see, the gate is as narrow and it's as narrow-minded as Jesus himself. There is no other way. There is no other gate. There is no other door. The only way to eternal life is to be right with God and have your sins atoned for. Like that word, atonement. Some people say it's at-one-ment. You're one with God, just like the old picture of God reaching out to Adam. That's the only way to get in, is to be right with God. How are you going to get right with God? You got a sin problem. Your sins need to be dealt with. There's only one way to eternal life. The gate is as narrow-minded as, you always hear that complaint. Oh, how narrow-minded is your God. Oh, yeah, you're right. He is narrow. There's only one way, not two, and it's through Jesus Christ. Peter said this in the book of Acts. He says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. I think I forgot to write these down on the bottom. That's Acts chapter 4, verse 12. If you doubt me that Jesus is the only way, you can read it in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. If you doubt me that Jesus Christ is the only door, you can go to John chapter 10, verse 9, read it there. I'm just preaching to you what the Bible says. Jesus says, I am the way. Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's the only way. And people say that that attitude is narrow-minded. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. And he knew it was narrow-minded. And he doesn't need me to defend him or make that more palatable. Again, he knew that was narrow-minded, which is why the rest of the verse reads the way that it does. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the way, and wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Now, New King James, verse 14. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. The Greek word for difficult is the word thlipsis. Guess what that word means in Greek? Thlipsis is the word translated tribulation. It's the same Greek word. Meaning on this road to salvation, there is much tribulation. There is much trouble for the saints of God in this life. Amen. Anyone agree with me on that? Narrow is the gate. Full of trials and tribulations is the way that leads to life. And there are few who, what's the next word say? Find it. The Greek word is euriskantes, which is where our word eureka comes from. Eureka. Narrow is the gate. Full of trials is the way that leads to eternal life. And indeed, there are few that'll stop and see the light and shout out, Eureka!
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us.
Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE Radio. I'm Paul Esposito with you, station manager of this wonderful radio station. And for those of you that have been following along with our fundraiser last week, we are at $32,000. That's even. That's where we stand. We have a remaining balance here in the coming days or moments or hours to raise up only $3,000. So it's been a good week. We're at $32,000. We're kicking off this Monday needing to raise $3,000 still. Here in between programs with you today, if you'd like to help us with our spring fundraiser, help us raise up any or all of this remaining balance of $3,000, you can call me here at 321-632-1000.